engagement, November 28th evening, November 29th evening, Darwin.
Radharani Lord Krishna, whenever they are pleased on someone, they call him to this holy place. Otherwise, one has no right to come to this place. Yesterday, Swamiji narrated his own impressions, how he went to America, and he said that when he went there, he had to be 40 rupees with him. You perhaps know, in India, we call a precious stone, which is called Paras. Paras is a stone which turns iron into gold. That Paras he had with him. That Paras is the Nam Sankirtan of Lord Krishna. This he had with him. But you may just put me a question, is Paras always active? No. Because from 1922 to 1965, he had to wait for that. When is Paras active? Paras is active only when Radharani is pleased on someone. When Radharani was pleased on him, the Paras became active. And that Paras collected you all to his fold. You may say, even when Radharani is pleased, is there some way to approach Radharani? There is. You can't go directly to Radharani. As in the court of law, you go through a vakil. In the same way, if you want to approach Radharani, you have to take help of someone. Who is that from you can take help? He is the Gurudev. If Gurudev can take you to Radharani, Radharani will accept you. And please keep in mind that if by grace of Radharani Lord Krishna and by kindness of your Gurudev you have come to Vrindavan, take for granted that Radharani is actually pleased for you. He comes from Japan, he comes from Africa, and friends here from America and Germany. Do you think you could come here without the kindness of Radharani, without the kindness of Krishna? If you have come and if you have just received the adulations of the people of this holy town, it is due to the kindness of your Gurudev. We are all very thankful to him for bringing you all here, and on behalf of the people of this place, on behalf of our young mayor, on behalf of the authorities of Minister of Vrindavan, we all welcome you, and we wish that you may come so often to this place, this holy place of Lord Krishna and Sri Radha.
Is the mayor of Vrindavan speaking?
I welcome and just Abhinandan to Swamiji Maharaj, appreciating the services he has done for the cause of Vaishnava Dharma, for the cause of Nam Sankirtan, for the cause of brotherhood of the world all around. सज्जनों, मैंने स्वामी जी महाराज से प्रार्थना की थी कि
there are grihastas और सन्यासी ब्रह्मचारी लाइफ है ही आर एस्टैब्लिशिंग दैव वर्णाश्रम एज लॉर्ड कृष्णा हैज सेड इन द भगवद गीता चातुर्वर्णम माया सिस्टम गुण कर्म विभाग तो दी eight divisions, four social orders and four spiritual orders, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. So these eight divisions are called Varnasambhas. India or Vedic civilization is based on this Varnasam. Vishnu Purana, it is said, Varnasamacharavata Purushena Parakumana Vishnu Arathate Nanyatta Purushakaranam. The human civilization must be based on Varnasambha. Well, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Manushanam Sahasresu Kasti Jarati Siddha. So, when Sripada Ramanacharya is explaining Manushya, he says, Shastradhikara Yogya. Unless one is conversant with the teachings or the lessons of Shastra, he is not to be considered as a human being. Actually, that is so. Unless one comes to the principles of Varnanashrama, one is not to be considered as human. So this institution, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is trying to establish this Daiva Varnasam. Daiva Varnasam, as Krishna says, that Chaturvarna Maya system, what is created by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must be applicable universally. So this Varnasam Dharma is not limited in India or to the community who are known as Hindus, because Krishna claim that sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mukta. All species are formed. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And Krishna claims aham bija pradapita. He is father of all. We should not consider that Krishna is Hindu or Indian. Krishna is for all. These foreigners, they are taken to Krishna consciousness by understanding that Krishna is for all. They have not accepted a form of religious principle like Hindus or Muslims or Christians. These are designated religions. If I am calling myself a Hindu, this is not my religion. This is my designation. Because I happen to take birth in a Hindu family, therefore I call myself a Hindu. Or because I take birth in a particular land, I call myself Indian or American. But our Krishna consciousness movement is not for such designated personality. This Krishna consciousness movement is Sarvapadhi Vinirmuktam. When one becomes free from all designation, he can take to Krishna consciousness. So long one is Hindu, so long one is Muslim, so long one is Christian, there is no question of Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna, he says, Sarva Dharman Paritya Mame Kam Saranam. That is Krishna consciousness. Only Krishna really. Krishna is my Lord, and I am his eternal servant. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. If I keep myself as Hindu or as Muslim or Christian, then I cannot take to Krishna consciousness. This is not a statement manufactured by me. It is a statement by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Grihastha, I am not a Vanaprastha, I am not a Sannyasi. He declared all these designations. Then what was he? That he explained himself. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalo Dasa Dasan Dasa. So, that is our real position. Gopi Bhattu Krishna and the servant of Krishna, who is always engaged 24 hours in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. If we accept such devotee as my master, Gopi Bhaktu Padakamale Udasa Dasa Anda. So, that is our real position. So these boys and girls, or ladies and gentlemen, have joined. They are given up their designation. They are no more Americans or Canadians or Australians. They are thinking as eternal servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhaktu Padakamale Udasa Dasa Anda. So, without this consciousness, there is no question of liberation from the material contamination. But so long there is the material contamination, we have to divide the social order and spiritual order according to Shastra and Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. These are all material designations. So long we are not spiritually advanced. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. So long we are not nirmal. Nirmal means without contamination of the three modes of material nature. That is called nirmal. Or mukta. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for the nirmala who are transcendental to this material designation. So, these boys, these foreigners, they are being taught in that life. But so long this body is there for gradual evolution, of course anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, immediately he becomes liberated, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Manchabhya Vicharani Bhakti Jyogi Na Jati Guru Sagunam Samati Toyitam Brahma Bhuyayat. So, according to Shastric Vidhi, if anyone takes to Bhakti Marga, devotional service, of Vyavichara Bhakti. Then at once he becomes transcendental to all these modes of material life, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Still, just to situate them on the spiritual platform or Satagun, we are accepting them as Brahmins after being duly qualified. It is confirmed by Narad Muni while he was instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj, Jasahi Jatlakhanam Shah.
Varnabhivanyakam.
Jasahi Jatlakhanam Shah Varnabhivanyakam. Jadi annatra vidhisheta. Annatra naiva vinibhisheta. So, we are selecting according to that is Pancharasri Vidya. In the Kali Yuga, there is no scope for Vedic initiation. Because according to Shastra, Vedic initiation is especially meant for the higher caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But because in this age there is no Gandharan Samaskar, therefore, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the Narad Muni's instruction, if this Samaskar, Gandharan Samaskar, is not observed in the higher caste family, then immediately he falls down to the category of Shudra. And as that, according to Shastra, at the present moment, everyone has to be accepted, fellow Shudra Sama. Therefore, the Vedic Diksha is not possible, because Shudra cannot be initiated according to Vedic Diksha. But Pancharatriki Vidhi Diksha is allowed in our Vaishnava community, especially in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj. So this Pancharatriki Vidhi means that if anyone has a little instinct for serving the Lord, he should be picked up and he should be trained up to become a qualified Brahmin, and then he should be initiated as Vaishnava. So these boys and girls who are present here, they are first of all admitted as ordinary human beings. When I started my propaganda in New York, 2nd Avenue, 26 2nd Avenue, at that time only half a dozen boys were coming and hearing. That hearing means I was singing, chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and reading some verses from the Bhagavad Gita. And they were patiently hearing. Because I know if somebody patiently hears the holy name of Krishna or about his pastime, Sinvatam Sakata Krishna Punna Sarana Pitama, Riddham Tasyavadrani Vibhivati Sahitakam. Simply by hearing Krishna's message, then Krishna helps him to be purified within. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that Cheta Dharpana Mahajanam, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra means cleansing the dirty things accumulated in our heart due to the contamination of material nature. So actually it so happens, these boys and girls, I am speaking boys and girls, because in the Western country there is no distinction between boys and girls. They are given equal liberty. In our country still there is discrimination. I mean to say, grown-up boys and girls are not allowed to mix together, although it is going now. But in European and American countries, Western countries, there is no such restriction. So there is no possibility of making any distinction between the boys and the girls. So both of them are attending. So by hearing the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, I was chanting in the park, Tompkinson Square, and these boys and girls used to surround me and dance and chant in Hare Krishna mantra. In this way, when some of them become little advanced, feel fine, they came forward, Swamiji, please accept me as your disciple. So my condition was that anyone who wants to become my disciple must be free from the four kinds of sinful activity. Illegitimate connection with women, meat eating, and intoxication, and gambling. In this way, on these conditions, these boys and girls were accepted as my disciples. And according to the Panchavatsari Vidhi, when they are fairly advanced, they are given the sacred thread, Upanayan Samskar, following the path and instruction of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Deity, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Actually, according to Shastra, they should not be considered as coming from families of Mlechas or Javana. We should not consider like that. Because they are now purified. How they have become purified? That is also mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know all. Kirata Pugnam Nukulinda Pukkasa Bhira Sambhaya Yavanakasa Jenne Chupapa Jenne Chupapa Yadupa Sraya Sraya Suddhanti Prabhavishnavir. How they become purified? By taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That is to be answered with Brahma Vishnu. That is the extraordinary power of Lord Vishnu. Nobody can check it. So they are all purified according to the Panchadashriti Vidhi. Many of them have got the sacred thread, a doubly initiated. The first initiation is given chanting Hare Krishna mantra. They are given the beads and they must chant a lamba, Sankha Purva Panama Vayanam. As the Goswami used to perform a fixed up number of chanting. So, I have not allowed them to imitate Haridas Thakur, who happened to take his birth in the Mohammedan family, but he was chanting 300,000 holy names of the Lord. And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appointed him Namacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to put significance in the chanting of the holy name. But he appointed his special representative to chant Hare Krishna mantra, Haridas Thakur, although he happened to be taking his birth in the Mohammedan family. Similarly, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, you know, all their names, Sargoshan, Bandi Sri Rupa Sanatanam, Raghuvigam, Sri Jiva Gopalam. So, these Rupa Sanatanam although they are born in Brahmin family, Saraswat Brahmin family, because they accepted service of a Mohammedan king, they were rejected from the Brahmin community. And they changed their name, Chakar Malik and Davidhar. And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began the leaders of this Vrindavan Dham. And they were appointed the first Goshans. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and Krishna's instruction is not limited in India or in some particular community or country or climate or surrounding. It is universal. Krishna consciousness movement is universal. And Krishna's desire was that Mani Pathana Vasitta Jeevi Supabhana Triyasita Sathavisha Sriji Janti Purana. So the other day, one young boy was asking, why this discrimination for the woman? But that is not discrimination. In the material world, there such discrimination must be there because we are being ruled by the three modes of material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tam. Prakite Kriyamarani, Gunai Karvani, Sarva. We are under the clutches of Prakriti, the three modes of material nature. So there must be distinction, Satagun, Rajagun, Tam. But not distinction by birth. That distinction should be according to guna and karma. Just like Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, same personal. Guna karma vivhara. Chatur bannam vyasa. And Aramani confirms it. Jadi anna tripidishita, tatte naiva vinidishita. And Sudarshani has commented on this point that birth is not important. The quality is important. Therefore, our this Krishna consciousness movement is a provocation to bring back the human society on its real consciousness. Real consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Because every living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. So when it comes to this understanding that I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is his mukti, that is his transcendental liberated stage. As soon as it is, so long he thinks otherwise, that I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmin, I am Sudra, I am this, I am that, that means he is still contaminated. Even if he thinks that I am Brahmin, even if he thinks I am Sannyasi, he is contaminated. He is simply free from all contamination when he thinks that I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jivev Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dham. That is mukti. The Bhagavad says, mukti hitya annatharupam sarupina avasthiti. What is that sarup? That sarup is described by Lord Chaitanya. Jivev sarup hoya nitya krishna dham. This is sarup. So as soon as you come to this understanding that I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is liberation. That aham brahmasmi, soham, they are all included. Soham means I am qualitatively one with Krishna. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. I am also Satchidananda Vigraha. But the difference is Krishna is Prabhu, Vibhu, and I am Anu. That is the difference. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achintya Bhedabhe Tattva. Simultaneously, one and different. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is being propagated all over the world to make people understand that he is eternal servant of God, Krishna. When he say Krishna, Krishna means God, and when he say God, God means Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. So, all this while, they are convinced to this philosophy of life that I am eternal Krishna's servant, and this realization not very easily attained. Krishna says personally, manusanam sahasyeshu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyana kasti vikmam tato. So to understand Krishna, it's not very easy task. But by Lord Chaitanya's grace, it has become easy. Otherwise, Krishna says, to understand me is not very easy. Jatatamapi siddhyanam kasti vikmam tato. But this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it cleanses the heart, the dirty thing, of all the dirty things accumulated since our contamination of this material nature. And how we contaminated this material nature, that is also described by one Vishnu Govind and Krishna himself. Ichhadi Sosamutina Sargi Jan Tiparam. And the same verse is translated into Bengali in a nice way. Krishna Bhulya Jeev Bhogavan Chapar Pasite Maya Tare Japotiya Dhava. As soon as we forget Krishna as our master, the Supreme Master, the Lord, immediately the Maya captures. Another place, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nai Maya Radhika. So Krishna is so nice. As soon as one becomes Krishna conscious, as immediately he becomes liberated. Immediately he becomes liberated. And Sri Tada Puna Marjana Bhava Mahadava Vimba. Then all anxieties. This material existence means full of anxiety. Sada samudhibhidna dhiyam asad graha pralan maharasya. Because we have accepted something which is temporary, asad. We don't say false. We don't say this world as false. As the Mahavadi philosopher says, brahma satta jagan mithya. No. Why Jagat Mithya? Jagat is also fact, because Krishna is the origin of this Jagat. Janmadha Sridhata. Krishna said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. So why? Anything emanating from Krishna should be false. It cannot be. So therefore, we don't accept this world as false. We accept it as reality. But it becomes false when you try to enjoy it. Just like if I take away some other's property and want to enjoy it. That is, the thing is reality, but my spirit of enjoyment is false. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami said, anāsaktasya viṣayāṁ tathāraṁ upajanyam nirvandhi krishna sambandhi yukta milyatam uccata. So our philosophy is that we don't accept this world as false, but we accept it, that it is not enjoyable by us, that it is enjoyable by Krishna. Therefore, whatever there is, never mind, when it is employed in Krishna's service, that is yukta milyatam. On the other hand, as the Mahavadi philosopher says, this world is false. That is also stated by the Goswami. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi bhosuna mumukshu vipari tyaga kalugu vairagya. prapanchik bhukhya, that this is material, or this is not money. I cannot touch money. My hands become polluted by touching money. No. Why? Money is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is to be enjoyed by Narayan. So therefore Lakshmi should be blessed for the service of Narayan. Pranay rathai dhyavata srivatanam sati. Therefore, our philosophy, just like Western countries, we are very luxuriantly situated there. My disciples, they have given me my residential quarters, which even the governor cannot imagine how the luxurious compartments there. Because I remember sometimes where one night I was guest in the Lucknow government house. At that time Vishwanath Das was the governor. He was personally known to me. He came also here, you know. So I remember that this kind of luxurious apartment I enjoyed, or I had the opportunity to lie down in such apartment one night. But they are giving me all. So we cannot reject that, because that is the standard of living. If I say, no, I shall lie down in this nice apartment, I shall lie down on the street, I am a sannyasi, then nobody will care for me. There the standard of living is like that. Therefore Rupa Goswami says that you should not be attached to that name. But for the service of Krishna, if you are, if you have to use such name, you should just use it. That was my Guru Maharaj's philosophy. And that is the real philosophy. Because bhog and tyag, this conception of life is false. The kurmi, they are trying to enjoy this material. And gyani, after being fed up or being defeated in the matter of enjoying this material world, they give it up as false. Just as the jackal in the orchard of grapes, he tried to get it by jumping. And when he could not get, he leaves the garden, the grapes are sour. That kind of philosophy don't mention. Why this world is mitha? It is also satya. If Krishna is satya, his creation is satya. But this satya should be engaged for the satya service, not for the maya service. People are engaged in the service of maya, but we want to engage everything in the service of the Lord. That is Krishna consciousness movement. So you are using aeroplane, you are using dictaphone, you are using typewriter, machine, electric machine, so many things we are using. Even for cleansing our floor, we are using machine. So that is the system there. In each and every center we have got four motor cars. We cannot do without. In Europe, in America, practically, no gentleman walks on the street. That is the system there. So we have to use it, but we should not be attached to it. Our attachment should be only to Krishna. And for Krishna's service, we can accept anything. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a sectarian religious movement. Even religious parties in European and American countries, they are appreciating our movement. They are appreciating, they are not against. Just like in this country, some of our national, some of our countrymen, they protest against Christian religion being spread here. But so far I am concerned, I have never received any protest or any resistance by the Christian community. Rather, they are appreciated. They It is quoted in the newspaper that these people are very nice people. We want more of them. That is it. One Christian priest, he issued one pamphlet in which he said, friends, that these boys, these young boys, they are so much after God that they are dancing on the street, chanting, after being instructed by Swamiji. But we could not give them. They are admitting. They never attended church. All these boys and girls never attended. Now, gradually churches have been sold. So, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that if it is present nicely all over the world, it will be accepted. Now in your Abhinandan Patra, you have mentioned in the Parampara Vivekananda. So we may differ in that sense, because Vivekananda's principle and our principle is different. Our parampara is Krishna. Evam parampara prapam imam rajan sevati. That parampara. Krishna says that I am the Supreme Personality of God. Aham sarvasya parampara. Mameva na parvadanti maya nitaam sarvati. We are preaching this parampara. Not that everyone is God. Not that God is Lord and in the street. We don't say that. That is not our parampara. Our parampara is Krishna as he says. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not with false commentary. No, we don't do that. We are present, our business is very easy. Because Krishna says that Sarva Dharman Pratyajya Mamekam Saranam. We also say, we have everything, Saranati Krishna. So we are not difficult. We are simply repeating the words of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed that Amar Agdai Guru Haya, Tarvai, Jare Dako Tare Kaha Krishna. So our business is very easy. We don't require to undergo very deep philosophy. The simple philosophy is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You surrender to Krishna. And these boys and girls, because they are blank slate, simple hearted, they accept it. And therefore they are making progress. But in our country it is very difficult. If I say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, there will be many protests. Of course, I don't expect that protest in Vrindavan, another place. They will say, no, we have got our God. Why Krishna should be another God? Therefore, they are not making progress. They want to be cheated. They want to take false things. Therefore, there is no problem, spiritual problem. They are lagging behind. But they had no hot spot in their mind, or hot spot in their head. I told them, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. They accepted it, and it is going on. Thank you very much.